We are learning Masechta Pesachim, Daf Pei Amud Beis, and we are starting on Pei Amud Aleph, approximately 6 lines from the bottom, the middle of the line. Itma, Hoya Rubon Tmei Mesim, Umiyutum Zavim. Let's say you have Roiv Tmei Mesim, and Miyut Zavim. So here's a case where since Roiv Tmei Mesim, you have Tumah to receiver. The whole receiver could do Pesach Rishon, but Tumah. So what about, but the only people who can't are maybe the Zavim can't do it because they don't have a heter of Tumah to Retziver. So the Zavim cannot bring the Karban Pesach. So we have a 60% Tmei Mesim, 40% Zavim. The 60% Tmei Mesim can bring a Pesach Rishon. The Zavim can't. Could they bring Pesach Sheni? That's the question. Rav Huna Amar, Ein Tashlumim LePesach Abba B'Tumah. Since Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tumah, there is no Tashlumim for that. Like we explained before, every Pesach Sheni is really it's totally the Pesach Rishon. You need a Pesach Rishon to have a Pesach Sheni. Not only that, you need a Pesach Rishon B'Tahira to have a Pesach Sheni. That's what Rav Huna holds. But if the first Pesach was done B'Tumah, you don't get a Pesach Sheni. And therefore the Zavim don't have anything to do because the Pesach Rishon was brought B'Tumah. Rav Adva Havam, yes, the Suba Pesach above B'Tumah. So what's the Machlaikis? Name Hakam Eftriki. The man, the Amma, ain't a Shumala Pesach above B'Tumah. The one holds that you can't have a Pesach Sheni when Gans Klai Yisrael, who brought the Pesach Rishon, all of them were Tamei. He holds Ksav B'Tumah Dechuyye B'Tzibur. So they're still considered Tamei. It's a Heter, but it's still considered Tamei. A Tamei can't push people to Pesach Sheni. A Pesach B'Tumah can't push the rest of the Tameim who are not Roya today, the Zavim, to Pesach Sheni. He holds Ksav B'Tumah Hutter B'Tzibur. He holds Tamei Hutter B'Tzibur. Therefore, it's Kilo their Tahirim. They're called Tahirim. Amri, no, I can say no. I can explain the Chalikis, even if you hold the Kuli Yama, Lloyd, the Kuli Yama, Tumma, the Chuyi B'Tzibur. Everyone holds Tumma, the Chuyi B'Tzibur. So what's the Chalikis? The Chalikis is, if even if a Tumma could push off the Pesach Sheni, what pligi? Mar Sovar, that Tahira Mitchaya, Tumma, Mitchaya. Dafka, a Tar, Karm Pesach Rishon, could push the Pesach Sheni. Mar Sovar, fill with Tumma, not Mitchaya. The other man, they all holds, no, even Tumma could push off, not after Tahira, even a Pesach Rishon B'Tumah could push off to a Pesach Sheni. They could push the Tzibur, could push the Ish to next Karban, to next Pesach Sheni. It's not a problem, even though they're B'Tumah. Itmar, another case, Hoya Shlishis Zavim, a third of Klai Yisrael was Zavim, Shlishis Tahirim, third was Tahirim, Shlishis Tmei Mesim, and the third was Tmei Mesim. So here you have Reiv Klai Yisrael's Tamei, but they're not Tamei Meis. So there's no Tumah to Retziva on this because Tumah to Retziva is only on Reiv Tamei Meis. So what's the halacha? Omar Rav Mani Bar Patish. So we know the Shlishis Tahirim, they bring the Karban Pesach of a Tahira. The shaila is, do you have a Pesach Sheni here? So Rav Mani Bar Patish says, Oisim Tmei Mesim, and by the way, the Zav more so, ain't Oisim Lois, Rishon Lois, Sheni. But recently after, they can't do Pesach Rishon, why not? Higdilu Zavim Al Tahirim. Because Higdilu Zavim Al Tahirim, Lo Yavdi V'Tumma, Havli Tvei Mesim Yuta. Because the Zavim don't count as to the Tumma side, to make Tumma the receiver. So it turns out that Reiv Klai Yisrael is not Tumma. And it turns out that the Mesim, Havli Tvei Mesim Yuta, Om Yuta Lo Yavdi Rishon. And a Miyat can do a Karban Pesach V'Rishon V'Tumma, they're a Miyat. Why are they a Miyat? Because Zavim, even though they're Tumma, they don't count for the Heter of Tumma the receiver. And B'Sheni, Loi Avdi also, why? Nitzu Zavim Tmei Mesim, and it turns out they're a Tzibur. Because it turns out, the halacha is, Ain Tzibur Nedochim LePesach Sheni. You can't have a Tzibur doing a Pesach Sheni. And here you have a Tzibur, because you have Zavim Tmei Mesim, you have 66% of Klai Yisrael. Nitzu Zavim Tmei Mesim, Loi Avdi B'Rishon, Havel Ruba. For Ruba, Loi Matchu LePesach Sheni. And Roiv, do not get pushed off the Pesach Sheni. So upon him, the Abir Allah here that they will not do a Pesach Sheni, only Pesach Rishon. That's how they'll do. Zok to Gemara, yeah, Zok to Mishnah Vaita, new Mishnah. HaPesach, it's the same sugis a little bit, but now we're going to go more into the Mitzitz Meratza and the Tumah Shabbai. HaPesach Shenizrak Domoy Ve'achanoyde Shutame. The story was like this, that they brought a Karban Pesach, and afterwards they found out that the Dam or the basa was tameh. So the Mishnah says that tzitz meratza, but the ever the tzitz meratza. And the Medayik from Rashi that says even the basa become tameh. This is a raya that like Rav Nosson we have before. Rav Nosson and Rav Yeshua both hold that but the ever if you made a zrika with the dam or the basa that was tameh, then it works, even though you can't eat the basa because the chilas pesachim l'makma. The gavra has to be chazi, but the food does not have to be chazi, but the eved. So a Pesach shnuzik domei v'ach noedish v'tamei, found that the dam was tamei, hatzitz meratzen, and it's a good korban Pesach, a yoytzi korban Pesach, and Rashi says, yipot off on Pesach sheni. Nitma haguf, but if the person was tamei, he found that he was tamei, his guf was tamei, ain't hatzitz meratzen, then the tzitz does not work. Why not? V'sha'im omru, hanoze v'oise Pesach, hatzitz meratzen, when it comes to Noza and Pesach, where the Gavra has to eat it, if he has Tumas Aguf, the carbon does not work even with the Evan, and it's not Meratza. It's only Meratza on Tumas Adam, which is the carbon, but on Tumas Aguf, it's not Meratza. And by Pesach, the reason is because he has to eat it, and by Noza, it's even more, because if he becomes Tameh, that's automatically Soysa and Naziris, even though he's finished his 30 days, but he didn't bring the carbon yet. It's so he says Naziris, and he has to restart again. He has to bring carbon to Tumas, and he has to restart again. That's the halacha. Then we end off with the last halacha in the Mishnah. Nitma Tumas Tahoim, Hatzitz Meratza. Now this whole halacha, that if a Nazir or someone bringing a Pesach comes Tameh, he has Tumas Aguf, it's only a Tumas Vadai. But a Tumas Safik, or we call it Tumas Tahoim, what Tumas Tahoim really means is, that he walks over some place, and afterwards he finds out that under there was a kever, and no one even knew about this kever. That's called Tumas Tahoim. Or at that time it was a Suffolk Tumah. It was impossible for anyone to know if he was Tumah or not. That type of Suffolk Tumah. We'll give examples later on in the Gemara. It's also called Tumas Tahoim. It's Lachom Moshe Mesinai that Tumas Tahoim does not make him Tumah, and it sits as Meratz on that, even on Tumas Tahoim. That's the halacha. And it's a halacha machine by Karm Pesach and by Nazir that Tumas Tahoim is not matame the person. So Zok to Gemara. Gemara is first in the handle the first part of the Mishnah. The first part of the Mishnah said that a Karm Pesach that was Nizrak Dama, you didn't know about it, Ba'achach Noidash, after you knew that he found out that the Dam was Tame, it says that Tzitz Meratza. So Gemara was a Diyak. Taimo the Nizrak, Ba'achach Noidash. Sounds like in our Mishnah, the reason why Tzitz Meratza is because you first made the Zrika. And afterwards, he found out the blood was tummy. The dam was tummy. I will know that, but if you know the dam is tummy before the Zrika, V'achan Nizrak, Loi Meratza, it doesn't work. That sounds like our Mishnah. Then, it sits on not Meratza. If you went ahead on purpose and you made a Zrika on dam tummy, it sounds like it's not Meratza. Right, the Gemara, V'raminu, I saw Kasha from a Braisa, it's V'vuri, not like that. It says over there in the Braisa, Al-Mal, it's Meratza, Al-Adam, V'al-Abosar, V'al-Achelev, dam is what you spritz on his back, the bus is what you eat, the chalev is what you put out the mur on his back. All those things shenitma, bein b'shoigi, bein meizi, bein meiz b'rotzoin, bein b'yach, bein b'tzibur, it's a tzimratza. Sai it's on purpose, sai by mistake, sai by oines, sai b'rotzoin. So you see, even b'meizid, it's meratza. Omer Ravina, you have to know how to read this braisa. Omer Ravina, tomosoi bein b'shoigi, bein meizid. It became tomei b'shoigi, bein meizid, the dam. Then it's Hurtza. But Zrikasa has to be Beshaigig. Zrikasai, the Zrika has to be Beshaigig. Hurtza, Mezalai Hurtza. And when the Brisa says, Bein Beshaigig, Bein Mezid means, had a dam became Tamid. So our Mishnah is very Gishmak. Because Avada, if you do it Bemezid, Loi Hurtza, Dafka, you didn't know about it and you made the Zrika, that's when the tzitz will work to be Machshir the carbon. That's Ravina's Pshat. Rabbi Shilo Aymar says the opposite. Zrikasoi ben b'shoigig ben mezid hortza. If you do the zrika sai b'shoigig sai b'mezid the tzitz meratza. Tumasa b'shoigig hortza b'mezid hortza. If the dam became tami b'shoigig, then it works. If you made the dam tami mezid loy hortza. And the elahadik tani ben b'shoigig ben mezid in the brisa. What does that mean? Halkama nitma b'shoigig v'zarku ben b'shoigig ben mezid hortza. If it was nitma b'shoigig v'zarku and you made a zrika ben mezid, then it's hortza. I our Mishnah, Ba'aduk Tani Dam Shenizrak V'acha Noida, which is mashma that if you did it on purpose, it doesn't work. No Tzitz Meratza. Time of the Nizrak V'acha Noida only made Zrika, and afterwards he found out that the dam was Tamei. Ava Noida V'acha Nizrak. Loi, but it's mashma if you know it's Tamei, you still made Zrika. Loi, Zok the Gemara Hu Adin Afil Noida V'acha Nizrak. Even Noida V'acha Nizrak, that's the halacha. V'agda Nizrak V'acha Noida, Shnaboy Lemisti Seifa. The reason why I said it that way is to tell you that when Nitva Guf, even if you found it afterwards, it won't be Meratza. So therefore, Tani Reisha, not even Nitva Noida. Really, in the Reisha, Hu Adin, if you know about it before and you did a Zrika, it's still Meratza. I wanted to say a case, he found it afterwards. To bring out the chiddush of a sefer, that then tumas aguf is possible with the avad, even if he found that afterwards. That's why it says in the reisha nizrag v'achanayda. So it comes out of chalkis Rav Avina and Rav Shila, which thing was bemazed and which thing was not. So in Taisus and Yavamis, it explains that really min ha-Torah, tzitz v'ratza and evi oifen, the Rabbanim made a knas. And Shaul is what they made a knas on. Did they make a knas on when the person makes the dam be Tommy b'mezid, or when he makes the zrika b'mezid? That's the shot when the Rabbanim made a knas. But l'kuli yama, with the raisa, really, it's v'ratza. Zogtik gemara v'aytik. Zogtik gemara v'aytik. Tomei Tomei's time. If you say that pshat, it has to go with, really, it doesn't stem so good with Rashi, because if it's Kuli Amaratza, that means that even if you did it per mezid, it would still be part of even Pesach Sheni. It only be Negeya to eat the basar b'achila. So that's really Taitz's pshat in learning around Mishnah what the Shalom Amaratza is, Gabi eating the Kam Pesach, not Gabi the Ptur Pesach Sheni. Zokta Gemar Vaita. Nitma Tomas Tahoim. We said in the Mishnah, last line in the Mishnah, the special heter by Nazir or Pesach, that if you have a Tumas Tahoim, which is means a Tumah that's covered, which means a Suffolk Tumah that no one knows at that time, or it's hidden Tumah, the halacha is it's not Metameh. So, Boi Ram Bachama. That's very good. We know if the Bailam becomes Tumah like that, his Tumas Tahoim is not Chal. If it's Tumas Tahoim, it's not a problem. Boi Ram Bachama. Koyin hamaratza bekomen esayim hutru loy tumas tahoim oiloy. He has a shayla. Koyin hamaratza bekomen esayim. If the koyin who is doing the carbon, he finds out that he went over tumas tahoim, does he have a heter or not? What's the shayla? Mi aminon, maybe the locha must have seen tumas tahoim. Ki gemiri tumas tahoim bebailim. Only by the bailim has the heter of tumas tahoim. The locha must have seen it. But koyin like gemiri, no locha must have seen a koyin. It's the carbon, Nozah and Pesach, that have this heter. That's the Gemara Shaila. Let's try to see if we can bring a raya to this Shaila if a Koyin has the heter of Tumas Tahoim. I'll bring a raya from a braisa that we'll have tomorrow at the end of the blot. Omar Rav Atashima, the Tani Rav Chia, Loi Omru Tumas Tahoim, Loi Omru Tumas Tahoim, Elo Meis Bavar, only by Tumas Meis. Do you say Tumas Tahoim? Lamutemai. What's that? Meis Lamutemai. What are we coming la fuke? What are we coming to exclude? We're saying the whole head of Tumas Tahoim, Tumas Meis. Which Tumas are we coming to exclude? Lav Lamute Tumas Hatahoim de Sheretz. A Tumas Tahoim of Sheretz. And like Tosfos speaks out, what would be an example of Tumas Tahoim de Sheretz that you don't know about it? Because Tosfos has a kasha, I touched it, I know about it. The Tosfos says, because even if you're not sure if you touched it, how can you not know about it? So he says, the case was, you stuck your hand into the ground, into the earth, and you didn't know you touched it. Afterwards, someone said, you touched the sheretz. That would be the case of Tumas Tahoim. So maybe there, that's becoming lafuke. Tumas Tahoim, there is no heter of Tumas Tahoim that you called Raya for Karm Pesach. That's becoming la exclude. So he says, well, what do you need to exclude that for? Bebailim, that was saying that he doesn't have the heter of Tumas Sheretz, Ubeman, which one? Ibn Nazir, there's no such problem. Nazir is allowed to be Matamata Sheretz. Ibn Nazir, Mimahani Bey, the Sheretz has no effect on him. It says, Ki Yomas Mace Olav. Dafka Nazir, Dafka has Tumas Mace problems. He's allowed to be Matamata Sheretz. Amrachmana. Ella, Ba'isa, Pesach, Karam Pesach. Honey, Mandi Yama, Ain Sheikh, Jarakan, Tumas Sheretz. Only good if we're handling someone, the Vidimandi Yama holds, he can't. Do Karm Pesach when you're Tomei Sheretz. Elamandi Yama Sheikhtum Vizarkin on Tomei Sheretz. If you don't go to my name, you're allowed to send the Karm Pesach when you're a Tomei Sheretz. So then, what do you have to exclude that for? Has to Tomei Yadua, which means you know about Tomei Sheretz, Hotel Law, you're allowed to Karm Pesach. Tomas Hatahim Lekolshke, and of course Tomas Tahim we could. So what do we come to Lafuke? Ella must be La Bekoyim. We're coming to one of Koyim's Tomei Sheretz. A Koyim's Tomei Sheretz definitely can't do La Voida. And we're saying, really, a Koyim has Tomas Tahim, but only by mix, not by Tomas Sheretz. So we're saying it has to be that Kohen has a heter, because what else are we going to exclude? We're going to exclude Tumas Sheretz, it's only a geya by a Kohen. So you see a Kohen, Mishmami no, hut lo Tumas Tahoim. I'm Rav Yosef, no. Maybe you'll say only by a Bailim. I, what are we going to exclude? Lo Yom HaBailim, Uwe Pesach. Uwe Mute Tumas Tahoim de Zivo. The loch is, if a Bailim becomes a Zav, he can't bring Karim Pesach. So if it's Tumas Tahoim de Zivo, then he could still bring the Karim. Then you would think if Tumas Tahoim was not a Matamahim, he could still bring Karim Pesach. No, only Lameis Bilvad. What's a case of Tumas time the Ziva? So Rashi explains a case like this, that a Zav needs Shiva Nikim. Now, beginning of the seventh day, it's mixes Yom Kekulay, technically he's Tahar ready, he can bring the Karan Pesach. But if he sees a Dam, he sees Ziva, which is not Dam, which is similar to Keri, he sees it afterwards, after bringing the Karan Pesach, it's Soysa the whole Shiva Nikim Mafreya. So it comes out, Bashashi brought the Karan Pesach, he was really Tomei, but no one could have known about it, because he didn't see it till afterwards. No one could have known at that point. So it's Tumas Tohim. If you held Tumas Tohim was Mutter, then the halacha would be that it's good Karan Pesach. Kamash Malah, and you only say Tumas Tohim by Mace, and not by Ziva. It means in a case by Ziva where you didn't know, and it was not possible to know, still is no heter of Tumas Tohim. And what's the case? The case is where you saw after you brought the Karan Pesach, it's Soysim Lafreya, breaks up the Shiva Kim Lafreya, and there's no way to know about it. Here, you don't have the heter of Tumas Tohim.